You are getting ready to participate in the National Modeling and Simulation Coalition. Talk about the development of this organization and what it means for the modeling and simulation community.
Well, it's a major step, a watershed for us, a watershed event. But on Monday, the 6th of February, we kick off the formation of this new organization. We call it just what you said, the National Modeling and Simulation Coalition. And the intent of the organization is to bring together as many of the constituents or representatives and stakeholders in the nation who use these technologies, modeling and simulation, in manufacturing and defense and medicine, energy, transportation, education, oil and gas exploration, finance, and lots of other areas. And the purpose is to establish and further a national agenda for modeling and simulation, and to drive its growth and use into broad areas to support our national economy, our welfare, and our security.
And there's a tremendous opportunity, it seems to me, for modeling and simulation companies, with the defense budget being what it is and what we're learning about it. Talk about the potential return on investment for a military that you're very well familiar with and that is in the process of trying to figure out how they can spend less money and keep the same capabilities they have now.
You know, as we continue this drawdown from overseas, from Iraq and Afghanistan, and we bring our forces home and they return to home station, and we see reductions in the potential and proposed reductions in force levels that we hear about, and yet we still have the desire to maintain readiness levels that are up very high, which we have to do because of the threats that we face as a nation to our security around the globe. We're going to have to maintain those readiness levels somehow or other. And given the budget situation as we see it, the lack of resources that will probably occur, we need to continue to train. But how do you train to maintain those readiness levels when you really don't have enough bombs, bullets, airspace, and ability to deploy to training sites? How do you maintain those readiness levels? Well, there's only really one way to do that, and that's through the use of modeling and simulation. And thank goodness that the technology is really starting to spiral upwards in terms of capability and its promise to deliver the kinds of training that our troops are going to need. But troops are our soldiers, our sailors, airmen, and Marines.
You and I have talked about that concept before, about the capabilities and the increase of the capabilities and the increase of the realism and so on. Are you seeing that capability increasing in a linear fashion, or is it exponential?
You know, in actual fact, if you take, for example, the healthcare field, there is an explosion of interest in the utilization of modeling and simulation technology in the healthcare field. In fact, most of the medical schools that exist in this country, and many of the hospitals today, have their own simulation centers, and there's a great deal of resources that are being expended to provide those centers with the kinds of technology, the capabilities that they need to train their doctors, nurses, and their physician's assistants, and the emergency medical technicians, and so forth. And it's really a wonderful thing to see, because given the extent of the healthcare situation as we know it today in our country, in terms of its growth and the demand for demand for care, using MNS modeling and simulation is really one way, a very fine way, of course, to continue the training levels at a very high point for all of our healthcare professionals.
Let me take you back to the formation of this coalition, the National Modeling and Simulation Coalition, that's meeting for the first time on Monday. What is driving this now? Is it as a result of the budget situation that not just the federal government is finding itself in, but other governments and private sector companies, or is there some other factor that is causing this group of people and group of organizations to get together in this way now?
Well, we've found that there's such an increasing interest in the use of modeling and simulation across the board in all those various domains that I talked about initially in my opening couple of sentences there, that we find that the efforts in the use of MNS and modeling and simulation in those different domains is pretty much stovepiped. And there needs to be an effort, an organization of some sort. And as we describe this coalition, being a constellation of like-minded entities working together to cooperate, coordinate, collaborate, share advances in technology across the board to ensure that we can continue the progress of improvement in the technology and thus enable bigger and better things that we can't even imagine right now for uses for modeling and simulation.